This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. House passed a bill to better measure snowpacks and help respond to drought. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd introduced the bill to help the Bureau of Reclamation and says it will provide better water supply data.
Better data means better reservoir planning, better support for agriculture, better protection for our cities and towns, and better management across every industry that depends upon water in the West.
The bill reauthorizes the program through 2031. Representative Joe Neguse was the lead Democratic sponsor of the bill, which now heads to the Senate, where Democrat John Hickenlooper and Republican John Curtis of Utah introduced the companion bill. Cheaper cars pollute more. That's according to new study. CPR's Tegan Wendland reports on the research out of Britain.
The study monitored 50,000 cars with remote sensors measuring emissions. They found that more expensive cars emitted less carbon dioxide, and low-income people are more likely to own cheaper, higher-emitting vehicles. Researchers looked at diesel cars, which are more common in Europe, and they say spending an extra $11,000 on a car can decrease emissions by 40%. The study calls on policymakers around the world to use taxes, rebates, and incentives to help more people get efficient cars. For CPR News, I'm Tegan Wendland.
A new state initiative offers free training for Colorado child care providers. The Essential Business Skills for Child Care Administrators program will also offer one-on-one advice for business owners at no to low cost. Officials say the goal is to help child care providers start new businesses and grow existing ones. This is CPR News.